Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, so we were talking about cell phone courtesy. That's an important one. The other conversation that we want to have is, are our cell phones destroying our memory? And I think to some extent they are. Remember when we used to know people's phone numbers? Now, if we don't have those numbers on our cell phone, we absolutely have no idea what they are. Or maybe that's just me. Let's speak to the expert. Dr. Wei-Te Loong is a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at University of Johannesburg. Good morning. Happy Monday. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. A bit cold, but otherwise great.
Good. So is there research on this? Are our cell phones destroying our memory?
Well, Howard, I'm not a neuro specialist, but I am aware of research being done in this. And yes, people are convinced that it has had a detrimental effect on people. You know, if we think about what you have said, yes, you know, it used to be that we would remember cell phone numbers. And another example is, I think many people don't bother to remember directions anymore. Now it's just they use Google Maps or Apple's navigation. And just, you know, every time you want to go somewhere, you're just like, oh, just tell me where to go. I'm not going to bother remembering landmarks anymore.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, we were talking about that. I went with my son yesterday out to Benoni. We were going to a memorial, and we were following Google Maps. And that's exactly what I said to him. I said it used to be that you'd actually have to try and picture this in your mind, get directions from somebody, or you know, but you'd have to memorize things, and we don't.
Yes, and the other thing is obviously, with us relying so much on the cell phones, and here's the argument. The argument has been, if we store these things in the cell phone, because we're not really meant to remember these little nitty gritty details, so it's fine, because then we can concentrate on other things instead. But research has shown that actually what's really happening is we might have less to remember, but instead of focusing on important things, we're actually wasting that precious time of not remembering these things on other useless things like, oh, look what's happening on social media.
So in other words, we're not using our memories less. We're probably just using them, we're focusing on other things.
Yes, and sometimes I do question, is it really that important, these other things that we're focusing on?
I think we're pretty sure that they're not. It's quite funny. Yeah. I'm sure that they're not.
Yeah. I mean, I feel it's really important that if you, for example, just the navigation, I think it's really important and lovely that, you know, when you're driving from one place to another, you keep an eye on the road and you look at landmarks and go, oh, look, there's something different. You know, this building is now different. Nowadays, I think we get the shock of our lives if we notice for the first time and we've been traveling down that same road, you know, for the last few months. And it's like, oh, you know, this thing has been here the whole time and I didn't notice. And it makes us less, and I am concerned that it makes us less aware of our surroundings, because we feel, oh, it's not important to record this, or I'm having this conversation with you, I don't need to record it down, you know, I don't have to reflect on what happened today, because my cell phone will indicate that I had this conversation with you on the 4th of July at this time. I think it also makes for poorer relationships between people.
Yeah, but maybe because we remember less of those little things. David Zimmerman says we all had a map book in our cubbyhole. In fact, on that same drive yesterday, David, my son was saying that my late father, when you said to him at some stage, you know, you have to have a map book in your cubbyhole just in case. What happens if your cell phone does, maybe if you don't have signal and things like that? And my son wasn't convinced. You know, it's absolutely unfathomable to him that he wouldn't even know how to read a map. And I think that's quite sad. And it's exactly what we're saying, is you don't notice landmarks. Because if you drove to a place and you followed directions, well, you'd have to remember the landmarks. Yes, I remember passing that engine garage, so yes, we probably do have to turn left here. And in fact, getting lost wasn't the end of the world either. You know, it didn't matter if you went two streets down and then you'd stop and you'd roll your windows down and ask somebody directions. I don't know that is so bad. even though of course I use Waze or Google Maps or whatever it is, but it definitely does have some impact on us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think it also makes us, I would say it makes us lazier, because we now we can't be bothered to problem solve. As you say, if I went two streets forward and I missed a step, the previous turn, then the issue is, I think I might be so frantic if say my cell phone suddenly stops working because there's no signal here, and I'm like, oh no, what do I do? And whereas if you had been used to working with a map, you would know that, oh wait, hang on, I know I missed its turn, but I know how to read maps, and I'm probably going to be able to self-correct at some point, and I'll know how to do so without panicking.
So I guess it's is important to try and create some memory and use your memory for certain things, even if our cell phones actually provide other information. I'd love your reaction, please. Dr. Wei Tse Lung, thank you as always, lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Smartphones, are they ruining our memories?